Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the National Retail Federation.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We're closely tracking Senator John McCain's condition and what impact it could have on Republicans' efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare. The New York Times has a story up this morning reporting that McCain could be out for 2 weeks. That's a long time for the healthcare bill to linger and means a vote would likely occur in August. If Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell can pass the bill, the House would be forced to return to Washington to finish the process.
Burgess Everett and Sungmin Kim are up with a piece on how Republicans' healthcare bill is in serious doubt, with no timetable for when to vote. The CBO estimate for the bill was expected to be out today, but it's been delayed. It could come out as early as Tuesday. The duo also has a profile piece on Senator John Cornyn and his tough task as GOP whip. In the Politico interview, Cornyn also essentially ruled out any bipartisan healthcare fixes with Democrats, even if the GOP's repeal effort fails.
The Las Vegas Sun is reporting that Nevada Senator Dean Heller's office was burglarized. Police are confirming that the, quote, entry did occur at Heller's office, but only said the investigation is ongoing. Alex Eisenstadt scoops that the White House met with three potential primary challengers to Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. This is not going to end well. Let us tell you now, the Senate is a loyal place, and we cannot imagine McConnell's going to be happy with this. Trump needs McConnell. He does not need McConnell angry.
And there's more coverage on Jared Kushner's security clearance. Austin Wright and Josh Dossi are reporting that Kushner's actions of initially failing to disclose meetings with Russians would be enough to cost most federal employees their security clearances. But the fate of Jared's security clearance could ultimately lie with Trump. And Reuters is out with a piece on how the Secret Service is rejecting the suggestion from President Donald Trump's lawyer that it vetted the Donald Trump Jr. meeting with the Russians.
Middle Eastern palace intrigue this morning. The Washington Post is reporting that the UAE orchestrated the hacking of Qatari government sites, sparking the ongoing upheaval in the region. A pair of polls out this morning, including a Bloomberg poll that found Americans feel good about the economy, but not about Trump. In Iowa, the Des Moines Register has independents souring on Trump. 59% say they disapprove of the job he's doing, compared with 35% who say they approve. In a poll 5 months ago, his disapproval rating among independents was 50%, 9 percentage points lower than now.
Donald Trump is meeting with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson today. He will also take part in a Made in America product showcase. In the juice, we've got the New York Times reporting on Joe Biden's new book. It will be titled Promise Me Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. The Blue Dog Democrats gathered at the Greenbrier over the weekend with more than 250 people attending, up for discussion, planning for 2018, and candidate recruitment.
Make sure to read Politico healthcare guru Dan Diamond, who has two major policy stories looking at the key drivers of healthcare costs. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.